The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd, and the shepherd sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run away because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Several years ago in Eastertide, I received an email from a friend, the pastor's spouse at the American Church in Paris. Kim wrote to me, "Any chance you want to come to France in September and take a little walk with me?" By little walk, she meant the 78 miles from her church in Paris to the cathedral in Chartres, a small portion of the Camino de Santiago. Now, at the time of receiving this message, I was very recently divorced, and my youngest child was about to go off to college in the fall. And I was very afraid of what my future might look like and what it might feel like to be alone in the house without any kids. And so I thought, why not? And I immediately bought a plane ticket to France. About 20 minutes later, I thought, what did I just do? I'm really going to walk 78 miles. I'm really more of an indoor person. I didn't even have shoes for such an activity. But I arrived in Paris 3 months later with a backpack and brand new hiking shoes and some borrowed walking sticks. And I summoned the best attitude I could get and got ready for this little walk. Now, early in the morning, our small crew assembled outside the American Church in Paris. And we had a coffee and a croissant, and we set out by foot for Chartres. We walked through Paris neighborhoods, and then the Paris suburbs, and then rural villages, and then we were in the forest. And I was feeling pretty equipped with those new hiking boots and those fancy borrowed walking sticks. I thought I was prepared, and then it started to rain. And not just a sprinkle, but full downpours for hours at a time. The forest ground was getting slippery and muddy, our feet were cold, and everyone was getting grumpy. And with each grumpy step, I was thinking, this is not what I signed up for. What am I doing and why am I doing it? Now, somewhere along the way, I noticed there was another member of the group who was also having real trouble with the wet ground. And so I walked over to her and offered her one of my walking sticks. She gratefully accepted, and then we became walking partners. Jill and I were the slowest people in the group, but we made our way step by step together. And as we walked, we talked about everything. I told her about my divorce and my fears about being a mom without having kids at home. I shared the struggles of living and working in occupied Palestine and being far from family for many years. Jill shared too, and I learned she was not just walking with us to Chartres for fun. She lived there, and she had literally written a book, actually several books, about the cathedral that we were walking to. She was an expert on the history of pilgrimage, spirituality of walking, and it turned out on how to pick up the pieces after the end of a relationship, and a little bit about what the path might look like ahead of me. Step by step, over the next week, we made our way to the church in Chartres. Step by step, I felt stronger than I had in years because I had good shoes. I had at least one walking stick, and I had a walking partner, a guide, to show me the way. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The words of Psalm 23 are a song of confident faith. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen? They are also a song of resistance. The Lord and nothing and no one else leads me to green and safe places. Amen? And there's a good reason these words are often chosen for funeral services as well. Because when we lose someone we love and the ground beneath our feet shifts, the words of Psalm 23 become a song of hope. Though I walk through this valley, you are with me, Lord. You are with me, Lord. You are with me, Lord, right? Amen? Psalm 23, then, is one of many trust psalms. Songs sung in a time of distress. In this case, the distress is described pretty clearly. The psalmist and their community are surrounded by enemies. They're in a deep valley. They haven't seen water or anything green or alive for a long time. Their cup is almost empty. And the psalmist doesn't know where they belong, and still the people trust. And why? Why do the people of God trust? Because God has made a promise never to leave them. And so they sing, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In the gospel according to Matthew, we hear that divine promise again when the risen Christ says to the disciples, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Trust isn't something that comes automatically in a relationship. Trust is a sense of security that is earned. Trust is earned through walking side by side with someone, through a history of fidelity in hard times. The psalmist and his community, though they were walking through a deep valley and were very afraid, they remembered that the Lord had been with them before. The Lord had been at their side before, and so they wanted and thought they could trust God again. Walking through the streets of Jerusalem, I often had to navigate through throngs of visitors from all around the world. My regular commute to church took me along the Via Dolorosa, which meant that there would often be dozens of pilgrims ahead of me, singing hymns in various languages, and carrying a large wooden cross. And I would have to snake my way through all of them just to get to work on time. The old city streets can be confusing, even for those who have lived there a long time. So how did these visitors, these pilgrims, find their way? They followed the guide, who went before them, of course. Now, the old city guides often would wear very silly hats to draw attention to themselves. And they always carried a stick with a colorful flag on top with the number or name of the tour group that they were leading. And it was hard not to see those groups as sheep following a shepherd, faithful people, but with no idea where they were going. Nevertheless, proceeding with trust that if they just kept their eyes on that silly hat and that brightly colored flag, that they would get where they wanted to go. In my life of faith, I have often wished that Jesus would show up with a silly hat and flag. The Lord is my shepherd, but where are you right now? The Lord leads me along right pathways, but exactly what is that, Lord? I don't see the flag. I'm lost, O Lord, and I sure don't want to be late for that table you're setting before me in the presence of my enemies. When we are in valleys, the valley of ending a relationship or being surrounded by enemies who want to erase our existence in the courts, or when we are lost in a depression that clouds our vision, or when we're surveying the state of our country and our world with despair, we may wonder if we can really trust God to lead us out this time. But then we remember. We remember the promises of God and the faithfulness of God. We remember that God has promised that we will not be left orphaned, that Christ has come that we may have life and life abundant, that the crucified and risen Christ is present each time we share the bread and the wine, that because Christ is raised, we shall be raised. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Alleluia, Christ is risen. We remember these promises, and we remember how God has kept those promises. We remember the friends who have showed up with meals and hugs. We remember the overwhelming sense of love we felt that day when we prayed, "Help me, Lord." We remember how when our spouse died, the community surrounded us and sang Amazing Grace when we couldn't even open our mouths. We remember how the wall fell and the war ended, and how prophetic voices still rise up from within the dumpster fire that is our society today. We remember and we trust. When I was doing that wet and uncomfortable walk from Paris to Chartres, Christ showed up as my walking partner, Jill. And that walking stick that I loaned her, it turns out that became a rod and staff to comfort me. And that experience reminded me that sometimes we may be the ones who show up for others. We may be the ones through whom others will know that they are loved by God, that they are not alone, that surely goodness and mercy follow them, and that they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so we pray, Jesus, our good shepherd, lead our way. Jesus, our good shepherd, comfort our troubled hearts. Jesus, our good shepherd, empower and strengthen us to be your hands and feet and voice and loving presence for all who are lost and afraid. Amen. I'd like to close with one more thing. This is a powerful interpretation of Psalm 23 that I read. It's written by a Namibian author, Zephania Kamita, and it's from a collection of prayers published by the World Council of Churches. Hear the word of God again. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me see a country of justice and peace and directs my steps toward his land. Even if a full-scale violent confrontation breaks out, I will not be afraid, Lord, if you are with me. Your shepherd's power and love protect me. You prepare me for my freedom, where all my enemies can see it. You welcome me as an honored guest and fill my cup with righteousness and peace. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your liberating love will be my home as long as I live. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.